12:52 and we are back. Thank you for fixing the audio. I wasn't comfortable sharing my mic. All right, bringing us to item number 19, which is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Water Sewer Board. Bringing us to item number 20, which is for discussion only, Water Sewer Preliminary Budget Review with Comptroller McCain.
Hello again, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. This is for the water and sewer budget. Once again, they saw some changes in the health insurance, which brought that line item down to by approximately $15,000. Their retiree insurance increased as an added item of $4,000. And we have a possible match for a contract of $4,328. That match on that contract has to do with the maintenance contract that we discussed earlier. It's a 10-year contract that would renovate three tanks, interior and exterior, extending their life. The maintenance portion of that contract is approximately $360,000 for 10 years, and that will run anywhere between $29,000 and $250,000 a year, depending on what's happening in that particular year. This year, they had originally budgeted $25,000 for system maintenance, so it was only an additional $4,000 to up their budget. Line items in the sewer budget that were changed, again, the health insurance saw a decrease of approximately $19,000. Their retiree insurance is $5,200. The big ticket item that came over to the sewer budget is that $600,000 that's being budgeted as an expense and a revenue for the Gold Hill treatment plant. The payments for those USDA loans is already ongoing and in the budget, so there's no change there. And if you have any questions or comments, again, with this budget, I'd appreciate hearing it sooner than later so we can make those changes before we meet again on May 18th.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Comptroller McCain?
I do not. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I don't think there's anything that'll have any changes on the budget itself, but that sewer fund balance is a little slim, and I know we've talked about that a little bit. These are enterprise funds, if I understand correctly, which means they need to operate like a business or support themselves at least.
Correct. Enterprise funds are like to be run like a business. Their revenues need to cover their daily operations. A couple of years ago, the board approved rate increases, and we are seeing a slow turnaround of where those rates will cover those daily operations. Unfortunately, it has been a slow climb uphill with prices going up as fast as they can go up. The county's cost of operations also has to increase.
Yeah.
We're hoping to see a level off here in the next year or two of those rate increases with those things. I'm working very closely with Jason and Public Works and really trying to work out where we can cut some expenses. And there's not much we can do about creating more revenue. You know, the system is only as big as it is. So,
Yeah, well, my understanding is one potential avenue, and it's not necessarily a panacea, but it would be additional users on the system. Is that correct?
It would be additional users on the system for both the water and the sewer. Unfortunately, Virginia City and Gold Hill, parts of Silver City, they're only as big as they are. We can only put houses where we can put houses and develop more users. Current sewer plant and the new one can only hold so many users, where on the water side, we have a lot of water available to us currently, and as much as we can build, we can support that water, but we can't support a well in the middle of Virginia City. So,
And these funds are not interchangeable between the water and the sewer. They are separate and both have to be run as enterprise funds.
Yes, they are two separate funds. They have to run as two separate entities. I suppose an option to combine them would be something to look at, but I'm sure it would take a lot of looking into it as far as legal for the DA's office, you know, financially, and working with taxation as well as anybody else that's going to be involved in that change.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't have any questions, Jennifer.
Okay.
So thank you for that.
If anybody has any questions moving forward, I'm right next door.
All right. Thank you. All right. That brings us to item number 21, which is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 22. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of contract with Construction Materials Engineers, Inc., also known as CME, to provide inspection services for the Gold Hill Package Plant at an estimated cost of $13,007.50. D.A. Loomis has taken this one.
I can do that, or, Mr. Chairman.
All right. You got it, Mike. Keith?
Go ahead.
No, that was it. It was you.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, this was part of the original contract for the construction of the Gold Hill Sewer Plant. Far West wanted CME to do the inspection work, and the USDA wanted to make sure that there was a contract between the county and CME to perform those services. It wasn't enough for Far West to hire them to do the work for us. So USDA really is the driving force behind this, and has, and that's why we are proposing this contract with CME. Now, CME has already begun services and have actually already sent us an invoice, but there's been no approval, and USDA isn't going to pay that invoice until there is a contract between the county and CME to do those services.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Does Mike have anything to add to this? I don't even think he's on anymore. Oh, I see you there. Do you have anything, Mike?
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd just like to add, Keith said it fairly well. We didn't realize that USDA was going to require an additional contract for these services. and in fact, it was approved in the line item budget in the amended letter of conditions back in December for the expenditure amount of up to $14,000. The requirement is specified in the Uniform Building Code or International Building Code 1704, and your local community development department also required that we provide for the special inspections as provided for in code. So basically it's just a cleanup, if you will, so we can get CME services paid for.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Is there any public comment regarding item number 22? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. With that said, Vice Chairman, if you want to entertain a motion.
Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the contract with CME and authorize the county manager to sign it.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Bringing us to item number 23, this is a discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of cost for tower foundation engineering and materials at the Story County Waste Treatment Facility in the amount of $11,750. James, you going to take this?
There
James, did you catch that? Are you ready?
I'm sorry, I just reconnected. What did I miss?
No problem. We are discussing the $11,000 tower foundation, item number 23.
Yes, sir. James Dean, Story County IT Director. This is to do a soil analysis and do proper engineering on the foundation for the tower and to also account for the increases in materials that have occurred over the last 6 months.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding this?
I do not.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. With that said, I don't have any questions either. Vice Chairman Mitchell, if you can entertain a motion.
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the cost in the amount of $11,750 for tower foundation engineering and materials at the Story County Wastewater Treatment Facility.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, James. Bringing us to item number 24. This is for discussion and for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of item adjustment to the 070-070-64010-175 capital project in the amount of $5,693.10 to purchase six Schlage electronic keypads for the Justice Court Divide facility. Judge Harrington, would you like to take this?
Yeah, sure. This is Judge Harrington, and it has come to our attention that the current key systems in the inmate portal and going from the courtroom into the staff area are insufficient to provide the adequate safety that's required for the officers who are transporting prisoners and plus for the staff. And we had the original keys, and after using the facility for the last couple of weeks during court hearings, it quickly came to our attention that this was a safety issue and security concern for the inmates and us. So we want to put these electronic keypads in, which will offer quick and easy access to the officers and my staff.
All right. Anything else, Judge? Does that cover it?
That pretty much covers why we need those.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding item number 24? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, any questions?
No questions.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you?
No, I don't want to scrimp at all. I just, my eyebrows raised a little bit with $876 keypad locks. And I have no expertise in that area, so I don't know if that's normal, but that seems like a lot.
It's technology.
Yeah. In response to that, yeah, everything surprises me nowadays, but we received two different quotes. One quote was done over the phone, and they were just about $100, a couple hundred dollars cheaper. And one facility vendor that came up, they actually did a walkthrough and did a very careful quote. And yeah, I'm surprised too, but everything seems to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm glad that there was some due diligence done that assures us that at least we're in the range of what's to be expected.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. These electronic keypads, we were looking at potentially key fobs out in the Highlands. The fobs alone are $50. You know.
Yeah.
So it's all this touchless electronic is getting pretty pricey.
Do these keypads make you coffee too, or something?
I wish they did. I wish they did. But we were considering fobs, but we feel that the combination, the electronic keypad, provides quicker, safer access than the fobs.
Indeed. All right.
Very good. Well, then I'm happy to make a motion to that to this effect. So, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the adjustment 2070-070-640-10-175 capital project, not to exceed $5,693.10 to purchase and install 6 Schlage electronic keypads at the Justice Court Divide facility.
I'll second your motion.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Judge. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to item number 25. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval to authorize the county manager to execute a change order to an existing contract, PWP-ST-2020-050, in the amount of $268,744.32 for the construction of office space for the IT department at the building, at the Divide building site. Mike Northan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a culmination of a design effort to provide office and workspace for the IT department. This is a change order to an existing contract. We do have some reasons for going that route, principally in that this work is pertinent to the main body of work, which is to modify that building to suit county needs. We have a contractor currently who has just completed a successful tenant improvement in that building, which is, our new justice court. The contractor is also compliant right now in terms of Office of Labor Commissioner requirements, including prevailing wage rates, Apprenticeship Utilization Act, disadvantaged business enterprise engagement, and so forth. That framework is already in place. The projected cost here does seem to be a sort of large number. I do have a lumber contingency in there of $10,000, and that's to cover any potential lag between the authorization or board action today and the execution of that change order. If we don't use it all, then we don't use it all. Now, this amounts to about a $325 per square foot build-out cost. We had recently been looking at a completely separate project, just concept and feasibility study with some design professionals. And this other project was similar in terms of construction and occupancy, construction type and occupancy. And they were projecting an average of $380 per square foot. I argued with them at the time, but in view of the hyperinflation and some of the other effects that are going on through the commodities market, the $325 per square foot number looks a lot more reasonable. It's actually far closer to what we see in custom residential construction rates at this point. I can't stress enough the importance of providing adequate office and workspace for a vital county department that has been working in multiple sites in rented trailers and still been providing some fantastic service to the county. With that, I'll submit to the board.
Thank you, Mike. Is there any public comment regarding item number 25? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments?
Yeah, you know, I know all over the nation today, it's a terrible time to be building anything. We're shutting a lot of construction projects down. I'm not sure that that's prudent because I'm concerned that the inflation is going to raise it even further. We might be looking at a bird nest on the ground moving forward now as opposed to in 6 months or a year. It's really, really a difficult call. I agree that $325 is an exorbitant number compared to what we have done in the past. But our IT department has an incredibly important role for us and an expanding role. So although I'm concerned about the number, I don't think it's going to get better with competitive bidding at this point. I realize this is our existing contractor and they're doing a change order. And sometimes change orders are where your contractor makes quite a little bit more profit. Change orders aren't the best, but all that being said, I suspect we probably need to move forward and take care of our IT department, but I am concerned about the number. I'm sure everybody will be. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell definitely beats some slate logs.
Questions? Just want to echo the same sentiments. If I remember correctly, this improvement was originally forecast into some of the improvements that were being done in the Divide building, and then was kind of sidelined because of additional costs and things that were not previewed when that happened. And I think, as Commissioner Gilman said, I don't necessarily see the cost getting better on it, and like to get the IT department settled in so they're not bouncing around. So I think I would kind of reluctantly support this.
Yeah, my only question is where is IT right now?
Mr. Chairman, I know the director of IT is currently working out of the county-owned building that is near the Cafe del Rio, and his staff is working out of a rented construction trailer that is actually over by Public Works near my office.
Okay, thank you. With this project, I mean, is there going to be any room for potential growth, or are we building this, it's basically just going to fit IT today?
It is designed for their current staff load, is my understanding. And that site, I think if we were to try and expand on that site, that would be it would be something I would recommend against, just due to the fact that you have that giant hole in the back there. We've taken some of the A Street right-of-way and used it for this project. Without major earthwork, future expansion on that site would probably be not feasible. I would defer to Director of IT James Dean to speak about his future staffing needs and whether or not this proposed space will address those concerns.
Okay, unfortunately, I don't see him on board. Oh, there you are. Yeah. Hey, James.
James Dean, Story County IT Director. Go ahead, sir.
James, is this going to be an adequate space for you, at least going forward?
Yes, sir. James Dean, Story County IT Director. So this will house our existing four staff and also the anticipated fifth staff member that we're going to be adding here within the next couple of weeks. I do not foresee us needing any more staff increases for several years, and hopefully not ever. I like having a lean and mean department. I believe this will be a long-term solution for my department.
All right. And are there servers going in this building too?
No, all the existing data centers are going to still stay in the courthouse. We have one in the jail still. We are lighting up that new one at the dispatch center, and then we have our backup facility down at Tri. So it will not be housing the data center.
Okay.
And I'll add, Mr. Chairman, if you want, Mike Northern and James and myself and others, we've looked. I, for the last 3 years, been trying to find a place to put these folks. They've been working out of the attic at St. Mary's Hospital for several years. They'd go up three flights of stairs with equipment. They were down in a basement of a building that had contamination with issues down there, got them out of there. And that, I mean, it's just been one thing after another. And the best thing we've found so far temporarily is a rented trailer and using that little white house on C Street, which I bet you that thing is just pushing 100 square feet. It's just big enough for basically two people to work in an office. We looked at, trying to integrate them into the Divide building with the Justice Court, with the needs that they need at the Justice Court, with their requirements, and then all the HVAC equipment, everything that's in there. There's just no way to make this work. We looked at creating a second floor in the Justice Center, and that was a great idea until I think it was a $1.8 million price tag. Or $1.4 million to re-engineer the entire building to do that. So this is what we got at the point. Everybody else has said what they have to say, but this has been a three-year process trying to find something that is not exorbitantly expensive, even though it's turning out to be because of prices and materials. Mike Northern has also looked at different contractors to build this into using a change order with Sheehan. And the change order appeared to be the most cost effective in getting the project done. And so that's where we are at this point.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean, make no bones about it. I know IT is integral to what we need to get done. It's just the price tag and the space, you know, but I guess we don't have a choice. I mean, we don't have any other vacant buildings, right? We can move these people into.
Try everything.
Okay. All right. That's all I have. Want to entertain a motion?
Sure. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to execute a change order to existing contract PWP-ST-2020-050 in the amount of $268,744.32 for the construction of office space for the IT department at the Divide building site.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, sirs.
Thank you. All right. Item number 26 is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor License Board, bringing us to item number 27, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the second reading for on-sale liquor license, off-sale liquor license, and cabaret license for Gold Hill Management LLC, located at 1540 Main Street, Gold Hill, Nevada. Applicant is Jill Claw, if I've said that correctly. Sheriff?
Thank you.
You're on mute. Sheriff.
I think he hit it twice.
How's that?
There you go.
All right. I don't know what happened. We have completed the background investigation. References have nothing but good to say about them. They're of stable finance and nothing that would disqualify them. We would therefore recommend their approval.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Is there any public comment regarding item number 27? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
No questions.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you?
I was just hoping, Sheriff, can you clarify what specifically a cabaret license is?
That's to have live entertainment. So if they would have a band that played on the weekends, probably, you know, the art type stuff that used to be done down at Gold Hill. I don't know if they have plans of doing that, but if they're going to be putting on shows of any type, that's what cabaret is, for live entertainment.
Okay, thank you. And with a regular cabaret license, there's no intrinsic or specific adult entertainment aspect to that?
Correct. Yeah, it's adult entertainment is completely different.
Thank you.
All right. I have no questions. So with that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, entertain a motion.
Yeah. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve the second reading of the on-sale liquor license, off-sale liquor license, and cabaret license for Gold Hill Management LLC at 1540 Main Street, Gold Hill, Nevada. Applicant is Jill Clough.
Second your motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, everybody. Bringing us to item number 28, which is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 29, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a general business license for Gold Hill Management LLC, located at 1450 Main Street, Gold Hill, Nevada. Applicant is Jill Claw. Sheriff?
I have nothing to add to what I've already said. No prohibitors in their background. So again, would recommend their approval.
All right. Thank you for that. Is there any public comment regarding item number 29? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments or questions?
No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any comments or questions?
No, thank you.
All right, nor do I. So with that said, if you would entertain a motion.
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading for approval of a general business license for Gold Hill Management LLC at, I believe the address is 1540 Main Street, Gold Hill, Nevada. Applicant is Jill. I'm sorry, Jill. I'm sorry.
I went with Claw.
Claw.
So, all right. So there's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Bringing us to item number 30. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through J. Any public comment regarding this? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, entertain a motion.
Sure. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 30 listed as license numbers A through J.
Second your motion.
All right, motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Bringing us to item number 31, which is public comments. Is there any public comment from anyone in the audience? Not seeing any public comment, that brings us to item number 32, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. So it is 1:23, and I would call this meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, and see you in a couple weeks.